Get me Mike Feldman.
Yes, Mr. President. Ready, sir.
Mike.
Yes, Mr. President.
Jack, Bill Moyer's got something in here that I just saw a moment ago, said this needs quick action. Dr. James, this wire, I believe in the American tradition of absolute separation between church and state.
Yes, sir.
This tradition was reaffirmed in the Constitution and been inviolate for 175 years. I would therefore oppose any federal grant for either the construction of parochial schools or for the payment of teacher salaries in those schools.
Yes, sir. I drafted that.
All right. Now, what... That's exactly the Kennedy position, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's exactly the Kennedy position, and I think it has this merit. First, it cannot upset the Catholics too much because it doesn't go any farther than the Constitution does. We're on very sound ground. It does not refer to school lunches or buses or any of the other things that they may bring up later. At the same time, it will satisfy Dr. James because it makes clear that your position is different from Goldwater's. Goldwater has called for grants to both public and parochial schools, and this is what Dr. James doesn't like. So I think the telegram ought to be all right.
Well, do we need to consult anybody else now? I don't want to write off the Catholic vote with a wire that's sent to some Baptist preacher that's going to be against us anyway.
Well, I have not checked with the Catholics. I will do so before we send it out. I think maybe that is a good idea. Let me check with Monsignor Higgins and one or two of the Catholic people just to make sure that what I say is so. I have checked with the Department of Education, our HEW people, and they feel that it's all right and the Catholics would not be too upset, but I think I'd better check with the Catholics themselves.
Well,
I'll call Monsignor Higgins and make sure that that's all right.
And then let me know when we get out. Does he have to go out tonight?
He said he's not going to release it until August 31st, so I would assume we have a day or so.
Well, this is August 13th. He said on August 31st, I'm publishing an editorial. I'm wiring Goldwater for personal confirmation of his statement to Citizens for Educational Freedom.
Yeah, I don't believe he can expect an answer within 3 or 4 days, and if we get it to him tomorrow, I would assume it's in plenty of time for an August 31st publication. So if I can have an hour, I'll check with the Catholics.
I have stated for you, but I need a terse statement. Now on the subject directly from you, a million readers in the Baptist Standard will be deeply interested in knowing the position of all candidates for national office, especially the presidential aspirants.
No.
Please send a terse statement at once and I'll hold it. I wonder if we don't want to... I wonder if my thought would be that Bill Moyer ought to wire him and say, got your wire, and the president is not a candidate for any office if and when he's nominated at the convention. I'll be glad to make a prompt response to your telegram. I don't know if that's any advantage. Maybe we ought to wait, though.
I think we might lose something by that. If I'm right, and the Catholics are not going to be too upset, we have a great deal to gain by this.
How?
Well, you have all the people who believe in separation of church and state.
Well, I'm just talking about the time. Why, if he's not going to press August 31st, we want to have this kind of a wire out.
Oh, I see.
That somebody could conceivably knock hell out of us next Monday and misinterpret it. Some Kerry or some Rooney or somebody like that and say, God Almighty, I heard he sent a wire that says so-and-so. And I'm not a candidate. I'm not a candidate.